This week in The Wicked Wardrobe, I have the lovely Serena Bunny. Welcome to my little hot space. But I think you're quite used to a hot space. Is that true?
Yes, that is very true. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. And for those of you who haven't figured it out already, Serena's in my time zone pretty much. And I'm really excited for that.
Yes, Australians. Aussie.
It doesn't happen very often, but when it does, I get a little bit excited that I don't have to get up at Sparrows to, which I don't mind for all of you who have already had a chat with, I don't mind. But, it's lovely to speak to somebody on a lazy Sunday afternoon.
Indeed.
Yeah, so welcome. First of all, can you tell us a little bit, for those people who don't know you, who you are, what you do, where you live? Mm-hmm. Not the live part. No, that's fine. But what your name is, first of all, and where people can find you initially if they haven't heard you already.
Sure thing. So I'm Serena, also known as Serena Bunny on Reddit. So u/SerenaBunny. Pretty easy to spell, I think. I live in Australia, so that's all you'll get from me. Yep, some people might know like where exactly I live if you watch my Twitch streams, but you'll have to catch them there to figure that out.
So it's, I'm assuming it's, hang on, is it warm where you are? Yeah. Because Australia's pretty big, right?
Yeah. So it is warm-ish, not as warm as some other places. I know some other places have had heat waves lately. I am fortunate enough to not have experienced that.
That's
but it
good.
Is warm. Yeah. And but like I mean I'm a winter child. I don't like the heat anyway. Anything above 27 degrees Celsius is too hot.
Yeah, I concur. I sort of live in a temperate part of Australia, but I still I'm not good with the heat. I know you know the sacrifices we make to live here.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I get you. So Serena, what do you do and how do you contribute to the naughty audio space?
In terms of content, I do make audios. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I do a few script fills, a few requests, but most of the stuff are either commissioned, like people have written a script and I perform it, or I write the script myself.
Okay, so you're a VA. Essentially.
Yes.
Do you do, with that, do you do your own editing as well?
Yes, I do. Yeah. Yes.
So, like, all rounder.
I make myself. Yeah.
That's really cool. That's really cool. And how long have you been in this space?
As a creator, I've been around since August, September last year. I can't remember exactly. I think it might have been August. Yeah. That's when I started. And it's kind of just blown up from there.
Brilliant, because there are not enough Australians, just saying. For me. But Ooh. Yeah, in terms of that, was there something like, how did you find out about, so where do you post initially, first of all?
Initially I posted on Gone Wild Audio, probably the biggest place on Reddit to post this kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I've known about Gone Wild Audio for a while now, for a few years actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like I was initially like a very, very occasional listener. And how I found out about Gone Wild Audio is actually kind of funny because previous to that, I was listening to a lot of like Japanese drama CDs.
Okay.
So they're basically like professionally produced like erotic audio role plays.
Really?
Yeah.
In Japanese?
Like, yeah, so I was listening to those.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, there's a whole market for them. And I found those accidentally on Tumblr.
Okay.
Like, back in the Tumblr days when, you know,
you could get
like,
porn on
you
Tumblr.
Know, naughty things on Tumblr. And so I came across someone's, like, translation of a drama CD and then listened to that. And then it sort of, like, was a snowball from there. Eventually, I got sick of just listening to it and having to read translations at the same time.
I was going to say, do you understand it? I just assumed
not at all.
Yeah.
So, no, because like the things that I get to listen to are dependent on whether or not someone has done a translation for them. And they're very few and far between. Like, I think there's maybe like a handful of translators that I know that do them.
So do they voice them like a VA, essentially?
Yeah. They're, like, super immersive. Whoa. Sometimes there's, like, a whole, like, sound effects, like, kind of deal, like, you know, sometimes they're on a train and you can hear the train noises, and like it's almost like kind of ASMR-y sometimes, because they sometimes like whisper in your ear. Yeah.
So it's not like dodgy lip syncing over like all I'm imagining is, you know, those mistimed, misaligned like soundtracks.
Oh, no, no, no. It's purely audio. So yeah, it's like, it's amazing actually. Like they're super professional.
Whoa. Okay. I've never heard of that, but I'm really fascinated by it. Yeah, well, I'm gonna need to drop me a link. Wow. So, is that free content or is that like
No, paywalls? It's all paid content.
Yeah.
So they get sold on CDs, like old school CDs. Like I don't even think they offer digital download.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
So yeah, you had to like go and buy the CD. So like when I bought like my first like two or three, I had to buy them from a website that was like in Japanese basically, and then it was such a nightmare because you had to like put your address in, and then you had to pay for international shipping, which is really expensive.
Yes, because we live on the underside of the world. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And like when I first got the CDs, I was like, holy heck, there's like cover art for it. The CD has like, you know, it's not just like a blank CD with like the title of it written on it. It has like the cover art on the CD. It's like super, it's like professionally produced and everything. And there's like a whole market for it in Japan. I'm like, excuse me, where is like the professional erotic audios in English? Like, you know?
I can't quite believe. So does a Japanese native speaker translate it or...
I think they're just fan translated.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So what appeals to you, or what probably still, I guess, appeals to you about it? Is it the storyline? Is it the narrative, the development, the...
Honestly, I think it's like the quality of the voices.
Right, right.
Like okay. I purely find audios based on like if I like the voice or not.
Sure, yeah. Well, it's why we're all here, right? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but what a really interesting way to end up in this space. So how did that then translate to GWA and of the like?
I guess, well, then I got sick of like obviously reading and listening at the same time. So I went and tried to look for English ones, and that's how I came across GWA. And then for a few years, I was like on and off listening. I would like have like my favorite ones that I would always listen to. Like I'm a creature of habit. Yeah.
When you're on a good thing, right?
I'm a serial rewatcher of things. I'm a serial rereader. So no surprise that I re-listen to the things that I like. And then last year, I just was bored and horny, I guess.
Yeah.
So I recorded my first one, uploaded it, and I guess the rest is history.
And what was your first audit? Do you remember? Like, what did you first?
Oh, it was a script fill, think.
Yeah.
And it was a little bit on the taboo side, I think. I think it was like a succubus who wants her dad to fuck her or something like that. Can I say that?
Yeah, absolutely. We're not the BBC or the eight, or more importantly,
okay,
the ABC.
I was going to say, I'm going to drop a naughty word here.
Yeah. What are we? Not channel. We're not, I don't know. What do we say here? Who bans, who censors us here? I don't know. Any channels?
I have no idea.
Doesn't even matter. You can say whatever you like.
Considering the other things I've said
exactly.
In the microphone, you know. But yeah, I think that was like my very first one, and then
how was that? Were you nervous? And then posting that?
I was a little bit because it was obviously like my first time recording anything, and I actually like went and listened to other female performers in their audios, just to like sort of gauge, you know, what people might have expected.
Yeah. Okay. Wow, that's such a huge leap, I think, to sort of go from being that listener, because there must be some sort of impetus from the beginning to think, I'm gonna do that. And what was your actual motivation for doing it? Were you wanting to give back to the community, or just like, oh, I'm going to see if I can?
Honestly, I think it was just me being horny.
I got to get this out. I got to get this good stuff out.
Yeah, because the first week in, I made audios every single day, which is not something I would ever consider doing nowadays.
And why is that?
And I don't even know how.
What's the difference? What's changed there?
I think because obviously my production quality has increased. Like I used to record on my iPhone and then just snip out bits that weren't very good or like too much blank spaces and stuff like that, and then just upload them. You know, I wasn't really that cognizant of like audio quality.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, well, we all start there, right?
Yeah, and then, you know, I started getting like good feedback on the audios and stuff like that. And I'm like, oh, okay. And like a few friends, like outside of this whole space, are like, yeah, you have a really nice voice. Like, this is not in a sexual context. Sure. This is just in a regular. Regular context. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, okay. So I'm like putting two and two together. I'm like, maybe I should like try and like up quality, you know? I want to produce good stuff. I want to improve. So, So slippery slope, here I come.
Oh, right. Yeah, I hear you. I think I started on my phone as well. I think the majority of us probably have just like, hang on, I've got a record function on here. Hang on. There's voice like, memos. Hang on.
It's like, oh.
Next thing you know, we're uploading the Soundgasm. And
yeah, exactly. And doing it. And ordering a $500 microphone, you know?
I hear you. Yes. But you obviously enjoy it a lot, and it's been received quite well.
Yeah, I think so. I was actually like working on a commission script just before. So, yeah, I would say going pretty well.
Yeah, good for you. Is it what you thought it would be? And that's one question. Secondly, do you approach audios differently now you're a creator or a VA?
Yeah, I definitely do. Audio, now it's in my head a production more than anything.
Yeah.
I don't do any audios that are, you know, like ramble faps and things like that. I don't really do those anymore. Okay. Yeah. I think I did a few at the very beginning just because I had no idea what to record, like what content to record or what I'd be good at. And, you know, nowadays it's a performance for me now.
Yeah.
Rather than, you know, people listening in on me getting freaky, you know?
No, I hear you. Yeah, for sure. And with that, with the content that you choose to record, whether it's your own written script or a script fill, how do you go about making those choices? What sort of prompts you to or inspires you to create or, choose the content that you do to record?
Yeah, so I definitely have my own hard limits that I just don't broach just because it's ugh.
Yeah.
And I can't get into the space of it to actually make it a convincing performance.
Fair enough.
But most of the time, like when I choose scripts or when I like write scripts, it's usually like how I'm feeling at the moment of writing. If I want to explore a particular kink or if I feel like particularly like dom or sub at the time, like it really depends. So a lot of the time, like the writing is reflective of how I feel at the time.
Yeah. Okay.
Or like what kinks I'm like really feeling at the time.
I get it. And that way it's got to come through. Well, it will come through naturally because you are invested in it to yourself. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And, like, when it comes to, like, commission ones, then, well, you know, I have to get into that mindset. And, like, a lot of the time it's not really hard because, obviously, they're commissioning me for a reason. They've heard my previous audios and my previous scripts and things like that, and that's kind of the feeling that they get. So it's exactly. So they haven't really requested anything, like, weird or out of the ordinary, I guess, for me. There have been some, like, okay, what's your kink is your kink. I'm not here to judge kind of commissions, but it's all fine. Like, you know.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. I've got some hard limits on mine. Some people try and some of my folks who commission just try and kind of push that every now and then. I'm going,
No.
It says hard limit at the top of the form. These are them. So because I want to be comfortable.
Learn to read. Out
there. Well, yeah, that's it, you know. Read the rules. But that whole... At some point, that's my voice. It's my voice, you know. And I'm sure you're the same. Just like if for whatever reason that content got out there and wasn't reflective of me, I'd struggle with that. So yeah, it's like no hard limits. You do you.
Yes,
but I'm not gonna do that. So I get what you're saying. Has it changed what you choose to listen to becoming a creator?
I don't think so, because I have my own personal set of kinks that I love, right? Love listening to. And, like, this is, like, these are all the things I love in an audio. And I don't think that list of things has changed. Maybe has expanded a little bit.
Yeah.
But not much.
Yeah. So there's nothing sort of in particular that's sort of new to you that you hadn't explored prior to recording or listening, even for that matter, not just recording.
I mean, as a listener, not really. I'm very picky with that.
Yeah.
But as the person recording, definitely. Because previous to me doing this, I didn't think that I was in any way a dom.
Yeah.
Up until I probably recorded, it was like a playtime one where the listener contacts like a mistress, I guess, and learns how to like please a woman, orally.
Yeah,
and that was the first time I think I really did like a dom audio, and it was a very soft F dom,
gentle dom,
audio. Yeah, and I was like, oh. Okay.
Are you kind of vibing with this? Is this working for you?
Like, it's
working
out. I'm vibing. I don't mind. Yeah. I don't mind. But yeah, that was kind of funny because I didn't expect to do that kind of audio until this whole like yogurt gate thing happened. I don't know.
Yes, I
know. You know what I'm talking about.
I know
about,
exactly
right?
what you're talking about.
So it was a response to like irresponsibly dom audios with no aftercare.
Yeah.
So it was an audio to highlight aftercare and also had a cheeky yogurt reference in there.
Brilliant.
That is brilliant. And after that I was like, huh. It's like, huh, I can get used to this.
Yeah. This is working for me. Yeah.
Yeah.
And was that, I assume that was sort of new with the people that follow you and listen regularly, that you're sort of exploring something new that
I think so. I think it was a little bit new. Yeah, I would say so, yeah, because it was the first time I also did a F for F as well, because I did
brilliant.
Two versions.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah, so it was my first time.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's, I think this, I say this time and time again, just I love how this space provides such an expansive range of content that, you know, I listen to something, maybe at the beginning of December, and it was something that I'd normally just keep on scrolling by. I thought, you know what, I'm gonna give it a go, and and I was like, oh, I am here for this.
Surprising, like, just the amount of talent that's on there, and like the things that they can make you get into is kind of just amazing,
right? And and like you say, I've become quite particular about I've always been a bit particular who I put in my ears, but more so now from a production quality point of view, which, you know, is ironic because I don't edit. So my stuff is, what I produce is pretty raw. It is raw.
Yeah.
But I love, I don't know, sometimes I go in for the whole sort of immersive soundscape, full sound effects, you know, sort of audio.
Yeah.
But then sometimes there are the creators that I go to who can just do it with their voice. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah, exactly. Some people just have like
amazing
voices where you're just like,
they can hold my attention for that long and keep me in that space without any other outside or added effects or sound design. So I think that in itself is quite a skill. You mentioned before that people had commented, you know, people in real life have complimented your voice. Does anybody in your real life know that you're recording erotic audio?
At first it was maybe only like one person, or two people, but now like a lot more people know about what I do.
Yeah.
And like, at first I was like, they're probably going to see me very differently now that I do this.
Yeah.
And it's kind of scary, but most if not all of them have just been like, oh, okay, that's cool. That's cool. Get that back. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. That's so great. No one yet hasn't had a negative, so you haven't had a negative response from people you've just
Not to my face. Not to my face. So they could be talking to each other.
People could be
like, oh, Serena's such a whore. Like, you know, she's whoring out her voice online. Can you imagine? The audacity.
No, I love it. I love it. Who does she think she is? Oh my god.
I know, right? She thinks she's so much better than everyone else with her voice.
Oh, what, like, is she professional or something? Oh god, you and I, we could so bang on for ages about this. But yes, like, I get what you're saying, because I struggle with the praise in this space.
Yeah.
And every now and then I'll throw out there, she's like, I'm such a professional. I'm kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But it's like so people actually pay me for this?
Do you even know who I am?
You know, just... Like, excuse you.
Oh my god, you're so...
They're probably going to be like, mate, you're like a nobody on Twitter. Like, fuck like, off.
Yeah, basically, yeah. Well, this is hot on the heels of me being called a... I'm gonna say it. I probably shouldn't, yeah. But fuck it. I'm going to say it. Being called a grandma in an interview. And I am old.
What?
Yeah, but I just thought, you know what? Fuck you. And if you're listening, fuck you, because you wish your grandma sounded like me, okay? So fuck off. Just like, you're like, welcome for your free audio like porn, this? Okay? You're welcome.
Yeah. It's like, does your grandma sound like this?
Oh my God. That is so brilliant. Yeah, I know. So, okay, I feel better now I've got that off my chest, because they got modded.
Yeah,
and I wasn't, that's good. And I tried to...
Oh
yeah, I because I was really
we're
ready.
Spilling tea here now.
I know I am. I won't mention the... This will come out weeks later, so I won't mention the audio. But I'm just like, yeah. If you're listening, fuck you. Sorry, that's really mean. That's really awful.
It's okay. It's very Australian. Very Australian.
Oh my gosh. So I did.
They need to get over it.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Well, yeah, just you wish your grandma didn't. Yeah. Let me take my teeth out. Anyway. I did an Australian welcome, which I think I need you to do it. I think I need you to do it because I couldn't finish it. And this is quite timely given what's going on in GWA at the moment with regards to shit posts, because it was a shit post. I think I posted it a week ago. This whole shit posting. Well, I probably need to redefine. And it wasn't modded. It was great. But it's an Australian welcome. And I love your sensibility in that you totally get what I'm talking about. And
100%.
It's just, you know what? Yeah, I will flick you the script after this.
Yeah.
Definitely. And it's full of all sorts of Australian slang written by an Australian script writer.
I love it.
Yeah, don't listen to our interview because we give a few clues away, but I totally want to do like a Kath and Kim type shit post.
Oh, yes!
Right.
Yes!
I think...
oh, my God, yes!
Yeah, okay, we're so doing it. Yeah,
Oh, my God, Kimmo.
At that opportune moment, look at me, you know, just... don't look at me.
I swear, Australians have the most fucked up humour, but everyone loves it.
Because,
like, have you noticed, laugh, like, the things that we do on TV wouldn't fly anywhere else in the world.
There's a few choice things, but oh my gosh, we're so doing it. I'll meet you at the pool. Yeah, let's have a chat.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, so good. Well, that's really great that you've got, you know, the people you've told in your real life are supportive of this. So,
yeah.
So you mentioned that you sort of started out on your phone and then you sort of upgraded it a little bit. So what is your recording space, or what's your process, you know, sort of on a day-to-day sort of basis or a weekly basis with regards to audio and creating it?
So in terms of setup, I've got a Bunnings recording booth, and before anyone gets super excited, Bunnings is literally the Australian Home Depot.
Yeah.
Except we have sausage sizzles there every Saturday, so ours
is
better.
That's right. Yes. Naturally. So get in line.
Get in line for your snag, mate.
Yeah, yeah.
I bought a bunch of PVC pipes, made it into a 1x1x2. So it's 2 meters tall. It's like a meter box, and I've draped it with with moving blankets.
I was going to say packing blankets. Yes.
Yeah.
So Australian.
Yeah. I learned it actually from Bushido Blaster, who is also Australian.
Okay.
And it's he's a sound engineer.
Common thing. I'm finding the old PVC pipe set up. Yeah, that's and it works for you, because I've tried getting under a doona So that's a quilt or a duvet, regardless, wherever you are in the world. Yeah, just to test when I first got my mic, just like, okay, am I doing, am I using this right? So that works well for you. God, it must be hot.
Yeah. It is very warm in there, which is why, like, right now in the summer months, I've recorded a lot less than what I did in the winter months because it's really damn hot in there.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you're, like, recording something that's at least, like, 15 minutes, that's probably going to be 20 minutes because of bloopers, you know, fumbling words, and you're like, oh, crap, let me leave a bit of silence so I can just edit that out.
Yeah.
sorry, recording secrets here.
Yeah.
So I've got my mic in there, and that's... that has a really long cord, which is then fed into my interface, which is sitting on my desk, and then that
outside of
connects
your
to my
booth?
Computer. Yeah, outside the booth.
Yeah.
So I literally, like, press record on Audacity, run inside, do my recording, run outside, press stop, and then, like, work with that from there. And sometimes I'll have to re-record things, which is the bane of my existence, and I hate it.
Oh, guys, we need to fine-tune that somehow. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah, and keep you cool at the same time. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Like, so I gotta figure out that, but I don't know. I'm a little worried because my recording booth is probably about like 4 or 5 meters from the front of my door because I live in an apartment by myself.
Yeah,
and I think the neighbors do hear me when I
half their luck,
daddy. You know, you know.
Oh, hi.
Like, randomly in the middle of the day, like, oh, hey.
Yeah.
Hey, Liz. Yeah. How's it going? She's like retired and elderly, you know? Like, she's downstairs, and then I've got my neighbor, like, across the way from me, and I think they're pretty cool with it. They're never in the house, I think.
Yeah.
But I'm worried about my elderly neighbors.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well, have they got hearing aids? Maybe we can only...
I don't know. I try not to record during the day if I can help it. I'll record in the dead of night at 3 a.m. in the morning.
Oh, really? Yeah?
Yeah. Okay. Sometimes it'll be, like, really late night when I know, you know, everyone's probably asleep and there are no motorcycles, you know, zooming around outside. Yeah.
Wow. And how often a week would you record?
It really depends. I try once a week, but right now it's a lot less than that. I've just got room for, like, commissions, and that's about it right now.
Yeah.
Because I've got other things on the side.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm trying to, like, you know, sort of get all my ducks in the row, but as soon as I get, like, 3 ducks there, they're all gone, you know?
Yeah.
It's difficult.
Yeah, and I guess your priorities, your commissions, and GWA is not going anywhere, right? It's good.
Plenty of Australian talent there, probably not enough.
Not enough. At one point I was talking with a male Australian VA last year, and and he was like, we need to start an Australian server. I was like, dude, I'm not moderating that shit, because, you know, that could you imagine that piss up in a brewery? Good, you know, just no.
Oh, my God. It's like, it was a joke, mate.
Yeah, that's it.
It's taking
mate,
the piss.
Mate, mate. Totally taking
mate.
The piss.
All it's the like, mates. I'm not your mate, bro.
No, exactly. We are in sexy time now. I am not your mate, okay? that's something that I did want to ask you as a fellow Australian. Do you listen to Australian... content, like Australian VAs?
I haven't found any male VAs. Like, I feel like they're very few and far between.
They are, yeah. I could probably list them on my hand, actually, the ones that I'm aware of.
Yeah, exactly. And I personally really love, like, the super deep voices, and those are really hard to find. So these are two unicorns that I want breeding together to get, like, one super duper magical unicorn.
All right,
and
you
it's
heard
not
it
there.
Here first, Naughty Audio Space. Can you just make that happen, please? We're not asking that.
Yeah, I would like a super unicorn.
Yeah, that's all we need. Okay?
Super unicorn.
No big deal. Actually, I might have one for you in my back pocket. I might. Yeah, it depends on what you class as a deep voice. But yes, I get it. Somebody asked me about a year ago, do you listen to, and I said, I can't listen to, actually there is one Australian male VA that I do, or maybe two, that I listen to, but generally I was like, nah, you sound like the guy that fixes my car.
No, you
sound like my barista.
If they have like super tradie voices, I'm like, oh, I can't help it. I need a laugh. Like, I can't. I can't. I guess this is why I don't listen to Australians, because like
there's too much association, right?
It's too close. Like if they sound like tradies, then I'm like, sure. like that's my first reaction. Like I just want to be, like, I'm a tradie. No, no, no. Let me fix your sink. Like,
oh my god.
Like that's my first reaction. So I guess that's why I listen to Americans, even though sometimes like it's so jarring listening to the American accent.
Do you find? Or is it specific? Yeah,
Sometimes it takes me a little while to switch, be like, hey, this is American. Yeah. Please put your American translator on in your head, you know? Like, and it's literally just because the accent is so different.
It is. It really is. Yeah. I must admit, the first audios I ever listened to was a Midwestern American accent, and I am that is my kryptonite. I cannot that and to a Canadian accent. I'm just like
yummy. I do love a British accent.
Oh, do you? That's really interesting. Me, not so much. Mm-hmm. And that's I'm not disparaging the Brits. Y'all know I love you. I lived there for a good long while, and I think that's probably part of it because I lived there for a good long while. Again, association. You sound like that geezer down my local with a pint. That's what it is. There's probably one or two Brits that I do enjoy listening to. But yeah, I get what you're saying, is that like we have an association with our local and what we're familiar with, and perhaps what we're not familiar with appeals.
Especially if, like, the Australian accent is, like, on, like, the broader side, like, towards, like, Steve Irwin.
Oh my God. You like, so need to
especially,
do the Australian
like, towards,
welcome.
Like, the Steve Irwin side of things versus, like, the Kate Blanchett side of things,
yes.
You know?
Yes.
Like, Australian, like, for anyone who is here who doesn't, know, Australian accents are on a spectrum. So you get, like, super broad, think Steve Irwin, Crocodile Dundee kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then you have, like, the super refined, like, you know, old money Australian thing, Kate Blanchett.
Yes. There we go. Even a little bit of Nicole Kidman, even a little bit of... Yeah. Just that very, very refined. Australian Welcome, somebody
hoity
actually...
Hoity-toity.
Yes, yeah. Not quite Ladies of Melbourne or, you know, Desperate Housewives of Melbourne, because I'm thinking Prue and True right now. But someone commented on my Australian Welcome and just went, why has she gone all Crocodile Dundee? You get a certain way in it and you figure it out why it's happened. Yeah. I'm so flicking you this and I need you to do it. I need you. Because I actually said, I was like, I'm apologising to all Australians out there. We do not sound
it's like
this.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. Yeah, so I'll see myself out.
yeah, but, not everyone sounds like Kath and Kim. Not everyone sounds like Steve Irwin, let me tell you that.
That's right. So, yeah.
I can't get that far into the Australian accent myself.
You can't?
No, I don't think so. I think I have to really be immersed.
Yeah, maybe you just need to go hang out at a building site around, hang out with some tradies for.
Yeah, hang out with some tradies, watch a bit more Kath and Kim.
Maybe go to a B&S ball. And if you don't know what a B&S ball is,
it's okay. I live in a relatively small town over here, so I'm sure if I hang out at the supermarket or Kmart or something like that, I'll get something.
That's so funny because I have, there's local supermarkets where I live that it's like, we're lucky if we've got shoes on, people. It's like, it's a good day.
Yeah, it's a bit naff, really.
Oh, wow, that's really interesting. With regards to who you listen to and who you create for, what sort of content have you found, sort of a niche for you, or is it a type of genre that you sort of always sort of veer back to, or, you know, that you're more comfortable in than others?
Surprisingly, I feel like I wouldn't say it's my niche yet, but I still find myself making audios in that kind of space, but it's definitely like monster girls or like girls that aren't wholly human,
right? Yeah,
or like very taboo kind of stuff happening,
right?
I feel like those are like some of the more popular audios that I have, like things like, you know, having an affair with your stepbrother or your so for me it would be my sister's boyfriend.
Yes.
Yeah. got to like get the relationships bit of right.
Monster, like you're saying, like Succubus was your first.
Yeah, there was like yeah, Succubus. I do like a whole Bunny Girl series. Oh my God. I have a Cat Girl audio, yes. And I've got like a sequel to that coming up, which is like a collaboration between me and me.
Oh, now that is some that's some wizardry there. I take my hat off to you for that. Yeah. Okay. So and has that fun. has that pushed you to explore that sort of okay, I can do a self collab. Yeah?
Yeah, I have like so the cat girl one, the premise was that like you find a cat girl and you bring her home because she's been abandoned by her previous master because mm-hmm. he got a girlfriend or something. Mm-hmm. So spoilers, I don't know if anyone is interested, mm-hmm. but it will be like sort of your master brings home a new girlfriend and you end up playing with the girlfriend rather than your master.
Love it.
So love it. I get to play both the kitty and the new girlfriend.
Love it. Absolutely. Yeah. And how is that? So you're working, you've recorded it, have you? And are you in editing?
In the middle of trying to make sure that I have all the logistics correct in my head before okay. I record.
Yeah.
So I don't know how I'm going to go about recording because obviously I'm recording with myself. Previous to that, I would record one line and then record the next line. But in my booth, it's a little bit hard to do that.
It's because you're listening to playback of yourself?
Yeah, exactly. So, okay. Then I'd have to also do voices as well. So obviously like, Kitty will have like a very, very sweet, very girlish yeah. high voice. And then mm-hmm. I'm planning for girlfriend to be a little bit more like mummy.
Yeah.
Tap very in. Soft dom mummy,
yep.
you know?
Tap in. I hear you. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm only just exploring that sort of space myself and thinking, well, how can I differentiate myself, my voice enough
yeah.
for it to be obvious that this is a different character?
I think it's definitely hard when you, like, you need to experiment with range.
Yeah.
Because I did one earlier for mm-hmm. a commission, which was really challenging. It was someone had commissioned me to do both female voices in a script of theirs.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, I had to really go, like, high-pitched for one and deeper in another just to make sure that I had enough difference in my voice.
Yeah. Side note on that, I've done commissions as well where they've wanted to me to be two different Australians. Mm. Do you get asked if you're Angela White or if you can do Angela White? Just saying.
No.
Okay,
no,
give it a minute. It's coming. It'll happen. Just saying. Yeah. And I'm not opposed
to it. Bets on when.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to do a countdown. Though. Yeah, but I do get that from time to time. Don't mind us. I'm just actually finding my own information here for those of you who are listening because this is such a novelty for me too. You are, in fact, my first – hang on. No, that's not true. Well, kind of, but no. Female VA from Australia.
Woohoo.
I did
popping
interview
some cherries here.
Fairy Princess Lucy as a mm-hmm. Who is a – trans female, so in terms of being identified for, you know, sounding something like Angela White, I'm like, bro, I don't sound anything like her.
I don't even know what she sounds like. I know what she looks like.
Yeah, we all know what she looks like.
And there's like this is like super let's face off it, topic.
We're not going for acting or voice skills.
No.
But we're observing Angela White.
There is one scene of her that I absolutely adore.
Oh,
and I
is
think
it in the library?
Everyone who... No. Okay. It's the one with Manuel.
Oh,
Ferrara.
My God. Yes.
Everyone
yes.
loves that scene. Yes. And it's amazing. Yes. I know she's done, I think, maybe two or three scenes with him, but there's one scene. One scene.
Yeah,
and if you know,
sure
you know.
I'm I was just, like, doing a happy dance in my wicked wardrobe as if it's not hot enough. Yeah. Yes. And I didn't know about that scene until somebody sent it to me as a point of reference because I'm all about the blowjob in the library. But yes. Okay. All right. Yeah. We'll give it a minute. I reckon it's going to happen. it's going to happen.
I'll let you know when it does.
Yeah. Thanks. Hey, Wicked, guess what? Yeah. She's like, yeah, I know.
Guess what? I got the Angela White request. There we go.
Oh, that's I just think it's great that you're sort of expanding into, you know, like, had you ever edited audio before? Like, is Audacity new for you, or is this something you're comfortable with? You mentioned Twitch earlier.
Yeah, audio editing is completely new for me.
Wow.
Other than, like, you know, cropping bits of audio for, like, a school project kind of thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
and, yeah, all of this is, like, incredibly new to me. I actually, like, did a little mini workshop with another VA. He had, like, a whole class. And we learned, like, basics of, like, audio. And it was great. Like, I learned so much from it.
Yeah.
Super valuable and stuff like that. So, yeah, like, all of it is new. Like, even streaming on Twitch is new.
Oh, how long have you been doing that?
About 2 months now. Not very long.
Oh, cool. Look at you.
Yeah.
Boss. I love it. Just, like, making an empire.
Yeah. I want fingers in every single pie.
I love it. Get it. Get it. No, that's brilliant. I will. So as of today, actually, I have started a subreddit for Get In My Ears because I just got a little frustrated with, and look, I'm not having a crack at, but where I post these, there's just restrictions on what I can add to the post, but really I want this to be supportive and to profile the people I'm having a chat with. So I want to be able to add your links and your platforms and, you know, just, put that out there. So, yeah, when this posts, it'll go straight to the subreddit. And awesome. So we'll be able to list all your
details. I might
have details.
Changed my links by then.
No, that's okay. I'll always do, like, before I post it, we'll get an update and on what your latest start. It'll still go out in other places. But still, that's Twitch. So on Twitch, you're not obviously doing erotic or non-erotic audio.
No, that's a different audience. But it is, like, all linked together. I am in the middle of, like, trying to rebrand.
Are they aware? Are your Twitch followers aware?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, well, yeah. Some of them
cross-promote that.
Oh, yeah. Some of them know me because of audio, and then others who have found me because of, like, the fact that I play games or stuff. Like, I'm like, I've dropped hits there, like, here and there, but it's pretty obvious, like, from my Twitter that I do, like, voice work.
So
because it's literally in the title of my Twitter, so you really shouldn't be too surprised.
Yeah, don't say you didn't know, okay?
It's like, how is that my fault? It's like, I mean, I do tag my Twitch streams as, like, being for mature audiences. Like, not that I do anything that's, like, you know, naughty on Twitch, because I don't want to get banned.
I get it, though. Yeah,
It's just in case.
Yeah.
You know, just in case.
Well, if you want more, you know where to go. Yeah. So, yeah, with regards to, like, where you want to go with this and develop it, are there people within the community, or, like, do you listen to other, like, female, you mentioned you listen to other female VAs initially.
Mm-hmm.
Are you wanting to sort of expand into that area in terms of working with other VAs? Because, you know, I'm not going to lie, there's a lot of collaborations going on at the moment, and I kind of, again, like getting your finger in every pie. No, all the puns intended. I have my finger in a few. Gosh, that really is. Okay, I'll see myself out. I'm opening the door.
Just and flush yourself down the toilet.
Here once was wicked. Is that something you'd be interested in doing or expanding, or perhaps, working with other creators in this space?
Yeah, 100%. I guess right now I haven't really reached out to anyone just yet, just because I am a little short on time.
Yeah.
And it would feel very unfair if I, you know, try to expand too quickly and then didn't have time for everyone's things.
Yeah,
Slowly but surely. I want to collaborate on some things. But first I've got to get a demo reel out. So
yeah,
working on that first.
This is it. So are you looking at going beyond sort of the free content and beyond, you know, the likes of GWA and not necessarily erotic content, but beyond that space, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm pretty open to anything in regards to audio creation. I don't want to, you know, close off any any roads or opportunities that might come my way, because I think that's really shooting yourself in the foot before you, you know, before you even get a gun, right?
Like, yeah, so true.
So yeah, like if I have opportunities presented to me, of course I'll explore them and take them, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, like baby steps, demo reel first.
Yeah. Yeah. No. No. I think I might have a few things I can sort of throw your way. Actually, because I do a dabble in a little bit of that. But yeah, no, that's exciting. Because like I said, I think. I need to tell you, Serena, I am actually just quite comforted by hearing an Australian voice, because I know how they feel with my Americans and my Canadians and my Swedes and everybody else that I deal with around the world. But it's nice to hear someone from home, I think, is all it is. Yeah, 100%. Yeah. I had a live voice chat this morning, and we were talking about what is the – I love this question. I get this fairly regularly. What's the plural of platypus?
Oh, my God. Is it not just platypus?
It is. We know that because we learned that at school, and we know what a baby platypus is and all that sort of thing. But, you know, they're all waiting for me to say platypussies.
or platypi.
Yeah, my initial mind immediately went to it's not platypi, because that's what we do, right?
Yeah, cactus,
cacti, hang on, planet, yeah. It's really lovely to actually to sort of have a chat with someone from home.
And not have someone ask you that question.
Yeah.
And not have someone ask you, do you have a pet kangaroo?
Oh gosh. Yeah. No.
There was something I saw on Tumblr. Do you get any of that? And it was. Yeah. I used to, back when people weren't as worldly.
Yeah.
Okay. Back when the internet was still in its infancy social media stages.
Okay.
Definitely there was like a little bit of that, but there was a post on Tumblr that I loved. It's like, my name, like my kangaroo's name is Skippy. I actually have to ride a whale to New Zealand to get some internet.
That's right. So, it's just like, I am whale boy. Yeah. I don't know. It's
my whale's parked out front. Hold on. You know,
like, I don't remember the last time. Actually, no, that's a lie. I live on acreage, so I do see kangaroos and wallabies from time to time. But like, we don't. And the other thing, the spider thing, right? Just like, everybody thinks we're living on the edge, and
I've only come across incredibly huge spiders maybe twice in my life, which is two times more than what I'm comfortable with, because I have arachnophobia.
An
Australian with arachnophobia, it's like a living nightmare.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry for that. That's awful. I'm the same with snakes, which is a bit unfortunate. Even like your harmless carpet python, I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Ooh, it just moves
kind of funny. And it's
My heart's racing, getting the sweats. Nothing to do with being in the Wicked Wardrobe. But yeah, I get what you're saying. It's nice every now and then being token Aussie, but it's actually very it's very lovely to chat with another Australian. And actually, I've just had a thought, because I'm sort of searching for more people to interview, and one has just come to mind. He was a no-brainer when talking about Australian male VAs. I won't say who they are, because what if they go, yeah, nah.
You want to hear the nah, yeah.
Yeah, you know you want to. You know you want to. Yeah. Oh, my God, there's a two-word challenge. You know? Oh, so much fun. That's really great. Oh, look, Serena, thank you so much for saying thank you and yes for being involved in this. Part of my motivation for doing this is not only to chat with long established creators, but also new creators, reasonably new. And I don't mean that you're a new creator. I've been kicking around for what we're going on sort of five, six months. I was super excited when I saw that Australian accent tag, because I don't see it very often. Aww. And I was like,
my heart like fell out of my chest when I saw your message. I'm like, oh my God, like, Wicked Fairy seen my, like, knows who I am.
Awkward, really awkward. I'm just, yeah, crumpled water bottle. It's just because it's just time. That's all it is. It's time and an incessant need to record audio. That's what it is.
It do be like that sometimes.
Right. The rush of it, the and I have experienced, well, talked with other new VAs about that. Actually, if we could touch on that for a little bit, just when in the beginning, once I'd sort of gone through that, okay, people do want to hear my voice. Once I got over that part, like, you could not stop me. I was recording like a mad woman.
Yeah. And even just to get it out there. Every new VA does this.
Yeah.
Every new VA does this, I think, is when they sort of get the first initial rush, where they get compliments, they get upvotes, and it's all great. Like, it's amazing.
Give me the dopamine. Give it all to me.
Yeah. And then you just kind of go on a frenzy recording. Yeah. And I did that exact same thing as well. And I will say this, burnout is very real.
Yeah, so, you hit that point.
To all those new creators, take it easy. You have a lot of time.
Pace yourself.
Save your energy.
I agree.
save your audios.
Yeah, totally. I kind of, I don't know, I started a Patreon back in September, and but I was still posting almost every day to GWA, and I was like, what? Why would anybody sign up to a Patreon if I'm giving this shit away for free? Sorry, I didn't mean
Early
to say this
access.
Shit, but yeah, but yeah.
Early just access. That's what I do.
Yeah. So I do that now. But also those people are the ones, and not to say I'm not going to, I still have, you know, sort of maintained that, my Reddit presence. But yeah, I've kind of, I don't know, just slow your roll.
Yeah. So take it slowly. It's a long road. It's a long journey.
It is.
Don't burn out in the first 2 meters.
Well, that's it. You know, it's a sprint, not a – well, no, it's a marathon, not a sprint.
No,
whole thing, even this morning I was talking with a creator. I had another chat with someone, did a little have a chat, who has been here in the space for 4 years and has only just themselves in the last month started, you know, behind – doing content behind a paywall. And I was like, well, how's that? What's changed after 4 years that you're now, you know, considering doing that? But yeah, I don't know. Everyone's got their own motivation. And I think that's what I find most fascinating. Like the fact that you have come to this space via Japanese erotic audio on CD that's translated, that's like a whole nother, that's like next level, you know.
That's like a whole tangent, like
that's a whole almost 6 degrees of separation for you to get here, and look at what you're doing. That's amazing, you know.
Thank you.
I'm super impressed, and I love your process, and just like the I'm doing it, and I'm gonna go down to Bunnings, I'm gonna get my sausage and bread and my PVC pipe
You believe I got that damn sausage when I went to Bunnings? I specifically went on a weekend so I could get a sausage, and now they take card, which is great. I don't have so I think depends on like who, because
what
sometimes
the
they
is.
Won't have like sometimes I'll have like a little like stripe.
Or a square.
A little stripe box. Where you can like just use a card. Because, you know, COVID days, we're not using cash.
That's
I'm not touching anyone's dirty cash. Like,
hell no.
So you can.
I did not know that, because I know the Bunnings sausage shut down for a while because. But then our local, in my state, our local Bunnings were doing, you want the jab? Come get a sausage. We'll give you the jab. Seriously,
man.
Go to Bunnings, get your sausage, get your jab.
Oh my god, if
right.
Friendly. Oh, okay.
Right. Yeah.
Because I got my jab in ACT New South Wales. If you know, you know.
Yeah.
And it was quite hard to try and get an appointment because I think my appointment was originally November last year when I booked in. I don't know, July or something. It was kind of crazy. But luckily they had openings up in October, so managed to get mine a month early. But now we have to go get a booster, and I'm like, oh Great.
I had my booster last weekend, and actually,
yes,
we were, Serena and I were supposed to record this a week prior, but I had my booster, and I just like messaged her. I was like, "Yeah, I can't.
I can't, mate.
I dead, mate. Sankar, you're dead, man. It was one of those moments. Just like, I dead, mate. All I've got time for is catching up on Drag Race." And hydrating. So, yeah.
Just sitting there like all comatose watching something.
Oh, I was. I had like aircon cranked down to 22. Oh. And I know for those of you who are overseas that 22 degrees Celsius is like, you're probably, you know, thinking that's a heat wave. It's not here in Australia. Okay.
It's not.
No, that's what I needed at the time.
Yeah. Like heat wave is like 35 and up. I know Perth was super hot.
Yeah.
But that's Perth, so yeah.
Well,
suffers.
Yeah, sucks for you. Shut the border.
Sucks for you in Perth. Imagine living in Perth.
Exactly. No hate. Usually the two Mabel, VAs that I know are from Perth. That's okay. I love me some Perth.
Imagine living in Perth.
Yay. We love Perth.
Could be much worse. You could be living in Tasmania.
I was waiting for it. I was waiting for you to say it. Oh my god.
Can't have Australians talking without like shit talking Tasmania. Right. I love Tasmania. Like, it's
shut
beautiful.
Up, Tasmania.
Before anyone gets super mad at me for that, it's a joke. You know, don't
get
mad. I love Tasmania. They have great
the
cheese. They have great views.
Yeah. Oh my god. Wineries and penguins.
Yeah, they
and
have great
cheese.
Things.
Yeah. Come on now. Yeah.
It's just funny when you're in legal studies in year 11, 12, and you realize the only reason why we haven't declared war on Tasmania is because it's unconstitutional.
Oh my god, reason 397 like, why I think I love you right now. But no, seriously,
like, we can't just kick Tasmania out of Australia. Sorry.
Love you, Tassie. Love you, Tassie.
Love you. Please keep supplying cheese to us.
Yes, please. Cheese and wine and and Bruny Island cheese, please.
Yes.
But also for those of you who don't know, I'm going to leave you with this, and perhaps this is a good note on where both of us can leave this. If you don't know what a map of Tassie is, check it out. we're low-key laughing right now. So anyway, thank you, Miss Serena Bunny. It was very lovely. You have, I don't know, recharged my soul in terms of I need the Australian content because I just don't get enough. But thank you so much for coming
thank
and having a chat
me.
In your Bunnings inspired PVC pipe. Oh no, you're at the desk now, aren't you?
I'm at the desk.
Good.
I'm just admiring my handiwork with my Bunnings.
I love it.
Moving blanket booth.
Bunnings is life, man. Seriously.
Yeah. It's been held up by zip ties and some very strong clips.
And she will take over the world.
I had to punch holes into that.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, she will. She'll take over the world. You've heard it.
I'll
yeah,
try.
Here she was.
Bunny domination. Here we go.
Love it. Okay, darling. Thanks so much. I look forward to seeing you in the wild.
Thanks. See you later.